Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 576. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Wall.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good, nice weather weekend morning.
Did I have shorts on?
I had shorts on.
I had the heat running, but shut it off before we started. I have shorts on. I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Not hoodied up.
Nope. I'm not frigid like I have been the past few.
Now you've been bundled up in your little hoodie with the hood on and...
Bro, it's been cold. The struggle's real.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's pleasant. Yesterday was great. I think today's another pretty day.
Yep.
It might rain today. Mm. Or maybe it rains tomorrow. I don't know. I think it rains at some point.
Right. I asked Alexa this morning about it. She didn't say anything about rain.
Well, let me just give you a quick update. No. The rain is pushed off all the way to Friday now.
Oh, okay, good. But you know, our weather, you never know.
High of 57 today, 59 Monday, 57 Tuesday, 62 Wednesday, 60 Thursday, 66 on Friday.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm starting to feel a little bit like springtime.
Yeah.
And I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, since it warmed up a little bit, you're going to trim the beard up?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Just grow it out.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of bushy and thick.
Yeah, that's because I comb it out a lot of times on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that conditioner really in there good.
Mm.
I bought this little, I don't know if you've seen them or not. It's like a little nubby, like silicone brush.
Yeah.
They're almost kind of points, but they're soft. That's a little round thing. And I put the conditioner. Really get it in there and all the, you know, the full penetration.
Yeah.
And it fluffs the beard up. If I comb it down, it'll calm down. But I mean... My hair needs to be cut, too. It's long. It doesn't look like it because it's receding, but it's long.
Yeah, it is a little longer than normal.
Yeah.
Like how you have the little split in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do anything with it because I'm afraid I'll lose the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I was blessed with my family's hairline, my father's hairline. You know, we're just going to see what happens.
Yep.
Ride it out for as long as I can.
Just going to let it go straight back and...
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep the sides.
Till I get that doctor feel.
Mm-hmm. Get the sides.
That doctor feel lineup.
Yeah. Then you can get the sides and then let it grow out. Like the guy from ESPN who has the long hair. He's bald on top.
You know what I'm talking about? The skullet.
The guy with the glasses. I think we talked about him before on the show.
Yeah. Does he have that ponytail?
Yeah.
I'm at John Glennon.
Yeah.
But people say he doesn't have a ponytail.
Right.
It's a conspiracy. what about a rat tail?
I had a rat tail when I was younger. It went all the way down to my butt cheeks.
What about now as an adult?
Nah.
You know, it sends a message.
I know.
I don't know if it's the right, if it's the message. Right message. Yeah, but it sends one.
So last night I went to Cool Springs area in down by Nashville, Franklin, and there was a lot of people doing the new style mullet with the puffy hair on top and then the puffy in the back.
Yeah, well, that's because in Franklin, you're in the country music central down there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them live around there. People want that Morgan Wallen cut.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many. And there were usually younger guys, like in their 20s, but there were so many of them.
He cut his off, I'm pretty sure. I think he shaved his head. But yeah, that's a popular cut. I see it even around here. But down there, I can only imagine because a lot of those guys live in that area.
Mm-hmm.
That Franklin Brentwood area of Nashville. Also, I think Justin Timberlake lives in Franklin.
Oh, dang. Oh, yeah, he did cut his hair.
Yeah, he shaved it, right? Like buzz cut?
This was posted 2 days ago.
Yeah, he took it off.
Yeah.
He looks more like a dude that works at a gas station now.
Yeah, that's the cut right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that dirty, dirty mullet.
Mm, that's what a lot of them dudes down yesterday had.
I'll tell you what it is. You keep the hair long on the top and you actually you comb it.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
It was styles the front and then that back just flows down like a waterfall. That ape drape. That Kentucky waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Would you do a mullet?
No, I don't have the face or the build for it. See, that's not even a mullet right there. That's long hair.
Yeah, it's long on top, but you can tell it's shaved on the side.
Yeah, it's like wave though. Like that's a he took care of his hair. There he has a stylist. Now, that stage shot that you pulled up of him to start with, that's a mullet. It's all in the styling. That picture you have, he had to clean up because that's when he was apologizing.
Oh, he messed up somehow.
Oh, that's the old time he messed up, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't pay attention to the.
Yeah. He said something he shouldn't have said, and a Ring doorbell picked it up. Because he lives in like just a subdivision in like Brentwood, and he has neighbors. Had I don't think he does anymore. That's why you got to get a mansion when you're famous. It's not because you want to show your money off. You have to get away from everyone so no one catches you doing a thing you shouldn't do or say.
Gotcha. Yeah, when we're driving down there, we saw some neighborhood that had them things were so them houses are so big, mansions or whatever.
Oh yeah.
They were so massive, and I was like, oh my God, I've never seen a house this big.
The football tie-in, you know who else lives in Nashville? George Kittle.
Well, that's odd.
It is odd because he plays for San Francisco.
I look at it.
That's like back from when he was on The Voice.
Oh, is that where he came from?
I guess however you want to answer that, he was on The Voice. He didn't win.
Oh, okay.
That's the in-between mullet, like when he's trying to get the mullet, and that's not a good look.
Yeah, I wonder if his stylist said, hey, we want you to do this look right here. Oh, there it is when he shaved it.
I think he leaned into like the bad boy country thing. Look, they called it a Tennessee waterfall because he's from Tennessee, but that's for sure called a Kentucky waterfall.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm just saying.
Layman. Who are these guys?
Who are those guys?
That's an
Uh-oh.
old. Oh, I heard that.
Hold on, work phone's going off. How you know earlier when I told you I heard a random noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my work phone, I bet, because it had slid down behind where my microphone is, and I can't even see it where it's at.
Uh-oh.
I thought somebody was getting me. I thought the Illuminati were listening because you were talking crazy about your conspiracies. You want to talk about, you hear the rooster?
Yeah, I hear him.
He's just right outside the door.
Yeah, no, he's like, hey, let me in.
Yeah, I'm thinking about guest spot this week.
Yep, let me get that third spot in there. I got to talk to you about some stuff.
Yeah.
Got
I
this
would love
new.
to let him go full bore one time right into the microphone.
Yeah, he wants to talk about that Chicken Runner game.
Yeah, get that good clean audio. You remember that movie Chicken Run? We would talk about that. There's a new one on Netflix right now. I don't know if it's a news story or not, but I feel like I'm obligated to talk about it.
Okay.
So I've been playing The Usual Suspects. If you play Party Animals right now, they have a deal where if you watch people stream, you get drops. They do it fairly often, but right now they have one. If you watch T-Pain or a couple other people play, you get a T-Pain bear. And I need you to pull up and see what this is. Just type in T-Pain or Party Animals because you need to see this model. It's good. If you'll share that screen, you're going to be happy about how this looks.
I've already see it purple.
And I'll tell you why it's so good. We were playing the other night, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. And somebody's flipping through their characters and you can see them changing characters. And they flip onto that one. And then they immediately flip by and I go, hey, did you see that pimp bear? And without skipping a beat, he goes, it looked like T-Pain. But what's funny about that is we didn't know it was a T-Pain at the time, but his brain in the 2 seconds it saw it automatically registered that as T-Pain.
See, I would not have, but I don't watch T-Pain enough,
So
but
it tells me two things. First off, he knows exactly what T-Pain looks like
yeah.
because I don't know that I would have figured out that was T-Pain. Like he visually just knows T-Pain. Which is good because that means if you know T-Pain, that model's good because he immediately
Yeah.
without skipping a beat, so it looked like T-Pain.
That is a cool looking bear, though.
It is. And what's cool about Party Animals is when he gets punched, that top hat will come off and then you can see his hair.
Oh, that's cool.
You can knock his glasses off. Yeah, it's neat. You have to watch 7 hours of one of the approved people play. You can also get that alligator that's up top that's for the Chinese New Year, I think. It's a little different than that one, but it's got a hat on.
Okay.
His name's Coco. But just a fun way to push people to Twitch and let you get something for actually watching people. That's not where I have the beef though, but I played a lot of Party Animals. Where I have the problem is I also played a lot of Dave the Diver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how clear I could be that I waited and waited and waited to play this game on PS5.
Yep.
Every update I read is like, meh, you know, they're small. They're, you know, they're probably not going to bring it out. They're on to the next thing. No talk of it.
Mm-hmm.
2-3 days ago, what do I get? A fucking alert.
Yep.
Alert. Dave the Diver splashes on the PS5 in April. I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yeah, that is definitely one of the news articles we were going to talk about. We can go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, we can. You pull it up if you want. So it's coming alongside a new DLC, which introduces Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
which probably makes no sense, but I'll tell you it's very on brand for Dave the Diver. Like, it's a super smart collab.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Yep. And on the trailer, it looks so cool to see Godzilla come out of the water and do.
Yeah. Do I play it again? Do I stop playing? Do I just abort right now? No. I'll be honest. A lot of the stuff I did, I don't want to do again. It's been a magical time. I've loved every second of Dave the Diver. But when I think about going back and doing everything I've done again,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't seem good to me. Because similar to Dredge, when you start, you're very limited.
Right.
You know.
And you don't play, and you don't play games again.
No, I don't. And my first dives were like a couple minutes long. And now I'm diving for like an hour at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, to ask me to go back to diving for 2 minutes at a time sounds terrible. And I know what's coming.
Yeah.
Does it chap my ass? Absolutely. I hope it comes out physical, though, because I still want to buy it. It's coming to PS4 and PS5. But that really sucks, to be clear.
It does.
I hope it comes out physical because I want it. Also, I hope you play it.
Did you get to the
Dredge?
The Dredge.
I have not. I don't know where that's introduced or how that's introduced. I'm still plugging along.
I think if you beat the game, I think it's one of those extra little missions or something afterwards.
Yeah, I'm still plugging along. I got to be like 20, 25 hours in at this point.
Mm. You're still having fun though, right?
Yeah. That's the, I don't know what his deal is this morning. I don't have anything bad to say about the game. It goes places that are completely unnecessary, but are very whimsical and what feel like on brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enjoyed every second of it. I'm highly irritated. I would have much rather played this game on PS5.
Yeah.
Much rather. It'd been a great game for me to play on the Portal, just like I am the Switch, but I still could have got trophies for it. I'm a little irritated. I'm a little irritated there won't be a good record of me playing this game now. Like, you'll never see that I did X, Y, and Z now.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll play it again, but I will buy it. I'll put it in the collection. I hope they do a physical release. It would look really good on the shelf next to Dredge.
It would. Now I have a picture pulled up.
Yep.
What is this?
Okay, so it's a little spoilery. Do you want to know?
Okay, no. Then. Yeah, what I'm looking at is like a...
It's not something that's unlocked from the beginning of the game. It is something that, as you progress the story, you get.
Okay.
And like I wouldn't want to go too far into it because I think it would ruin it a little bit for you.
And then I think I might know what it is, but I don't.
Part of what makes Dave the Diver good is at no point do you ever know what's around the bend because it really doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all over the place.
What is that?
And it's weird.
That's cool.
That's just a random controller.
Oh, with the charging cape, the charging things.
Yeah, I don't know what that symbol is, though.
It's a Razer charging station.
Oh, that's the Razer logo?
Yep, quick charger station, Razer.
Why on earth is the Razer logo so intense? It's like a squiggly snake biohazard thing.
Yeah.
And it's huge. They'd be like every other company and just have like an R.
There's all the, you can get all the colors to match your.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know about that logo, though.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play. So I have it on the Switch. I have the demo on the Switch.
You should just wait now, though.
Well, I'm going to play the demo just to see if I would like it.
You'll like it. You don't even need to play the demo. So I played a bunch of Dave the Diver. I have beef with it. I'll try to get you guys an hour update for the next time we play. I don't have my Switch with me. ton of party animals. We played Zombie Army 4 for the multiplayer. That was session number three, three.
I think we went pretty good. We did pretty good on that. We went pretty far.
Yeah, I was going to say the progress was much better. I don't know what our deal was the first two times we played, but we really progressed.
I think everyone's like learning the game.
Yeah, we really progressed. Some of those chapters felt quick, and I know they're the same amount of time, but they felt quick.
Yeah.
Like we just flew through some of those. I thought maybe you put it on easy.
No, it's been on easy the whole time.
Oh, I had it on medium, I think, when I first set it up.
Okay, that might have been why. Because I put it on easy just to get us through the game.
You should keep it on easy because that was the best experience I think we've had because I think everybody felt like we made progress.
Yeah. Now, I still don't think.
There's a real chance. We have one more session. There's a real chance we could finish, but we're going to be down a person.
Yeah, that doesn't say with him being out. I don't think it'll make a major difference with him being out.
Yeah, because he doesn't do much. I get it. Well, say it one more time. Say it one more time into the mic.
I still don't think he's having fun though. We're talking about a friend of the show, Marshall 205.
Yeah, I don't know if he's having fun or not. I will tell you that he seems tired every time we play.
Yeah.
I have found with him in the past that when he is sleepy a lot, it is typically tied to him not having fun.
Yeah.
He stays awake for things he likes. He gets tired. I don't care what he says. He's fallen asleep multiple times.
Yeah, I think he fell asleep on that game.
Yeah, I heard him snore last time.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like he did.
Yeah, and the time before, even though I kept saying he was sleeping, he's like, I'm not sleeping. He was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. I mean, he's grown. He could sleep if he wants.
Yeah.
But it's. I would say it's indicative of when he doesn't have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to put words in his mouth. I had more fun last time than I have the other two times. I will say that.
Now, I would like to, if we get close to finish, I would like to us first to eventually finish that game off one night.
We should just be able to push it on to another night and just jump on and finish it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes next, I think.
Yeah.
Is he next? Yeah, yeah, he's next. Then me, then Patman. We'll see. If we progress like we did this last time, I think we can come pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I keep having early morning appointments the next day.
Yeah.
Or last time he had to be up early. This time I had to be up early. So we could have kept going potentially a little longer. Man, he's on one this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's like, let me in.
Yeah, I guess so. Trying to think if I played anything else. I think that was it. I think it was just Party Animals, Dave the Diver, and then the Zombie Army 4.
Okay, so no quest play.
No. Did we play quests last week?
Yes.
We did not play this week.
Okay,
yeah.
I played this week. And then how's the PlayStation Portal doing?
It's just really sitting right now because I'm not playing anything on the PlayStation, which is maybe the first time in my life I could say that. I mean, we're playing Party Animals on the Xbox because it's only on Xbox and PC. Dave the Diver is on Switch. Zombie Army, obviously, we played, but I'm on the system, and that's been it.
Okay. This is actually how the portal's doing.
I like it. Just not using it much. Really spreading my time around between the Quest, the Xbox, the Switch, and unfortunately, for the first time, like I said, in a long time, PlayStation's kind of taking a back seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's still by far my favorite system.
Yeah, mine too.
It's just right now, it's not where I'm playing those games.
Right. Well, me, same thing. A little bit of Fallout 76, not much of it. A lot of God of War. And every time I feel like I'm getting closer to the end, they do this whole little side quest thing that you have to do first. And I'm like, come on. I think last week I was like 74%, and I'm like 78% now done with the game. And I feel like I've done so much. I've been doing a lot of collecting as I'm going through. There's these Odin ravens you have to shoot, which the first game were there too, and I didn't get close to getting that. This one I just naturally end up getting all the ravens.
I can't believe you're not finished.
Yeah, me too. The game is longer than I thought. And this is not me trying to run around and grab everything and do all the stuff. Like they have these berserkers, like these big, huge knights you have to go. I think I've fought 4 out of the 12.
Yeah.
And then the one, like one or two of them, I just like died really quickly. I was like, I'm not trying to do these guys.
If you were close, I know you said you wouldn't be, but if you were close to the platinum at the end, would you grind it out or would you just be done?
I would have to look to see what is left.
Yeah.
If it's collecting stuff that or killing whatever, I don't know. I'll probably be done. Because some of these areas where you have to go into, you go away off the beaten path for like an hour, then you have to trek your way back, and there's no like little portals you can go through to just to bounce around to different areas. And so sometimes just trekking back takes forever back to your original location so you can move around.
Yeah. I feel like fast travels for a long time now have been used as like an artificial way to inflate games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the removal of fast travel or limitations of fast travel. But I also feel like in a game where fast travel is there, it almost does kind of ruin it a little bit in that you get spoiled.
Yeah.
Like in Dave the Diver now, I have the ability to not take as long to get somewhere. I'm not going to call it a fast travel, but there, I do have the ability to get somewhere quicker now, and I will tell you, I almost always do that because it is just easier to start from the point I'm going to.
Yeah.
And part of the experience is like getting down there, using air to get to where I want to be. And so it's interesting. You know, I think it's okay to inflate a game, but not to the point where I'm getting frustrated because I have to take so long to get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, I feel like there's a balance there, but to your point, like if I have to spend 30 minutes walking somewhere, I'm probably good.
Yeah. So it says here, I played 52 hours and I'm at 51% of the Ragnarok trophies. And then I still have the Valhalla DLC also.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I've earned 25 of the 48 trophies.
Yeah, so let's say you get done and you're at like 42. You got 6 trophies to go.
Probably not.
Yeah. What if you get done and you got 1 trophy to go?
Probably then.
Yeah, you're 2 trophies away, the trophy and the platinum.
Probably.
Even if it's going to take another 10 hours.
I don't know. We'll see. Because I'm really ready to do something else. Like to get into another game.
I think you should jump into something small.
Yeah, like I was doing the lawnmower simulator that was free a couple months ago. Then I was Then I played, what was the other one? Wrecked, or the where you destroy the houses and the buildings.
Oh yeah, Teardown.
Teardown. I started that a little bit. Then I also started a Power Wash Simulator.
I thought about Power Wash Simulator as our game.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that people will get bored.
Yeah, probably.
It seems like we need something that's high intensity for 2 of the 4. You know who you are.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I haven't really thought much about what I'm going to play because I still have another 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And to tell them what comes out. And then what system? Do you want to play it on the Quest or do you want to play it on PS5?
There's some options out there.
Now, it'd be even more options if I had an Xbox.
I wish you did have it a Series S. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a lot of stuff over there on Game Pass that we could be playing.
Right.
But we'll find something. There's plenty of games out there. And between the 3 of us, we have the PlayStation, the Switch, and the Oculus. So,
yeah.
I'm sure we'll find something.
Which we have yet to do a Switch game, which I don't.
And I assume that's because everyone doesn't want to have to get on PS5 to chat and then play the Switch.
Right.
But, I mean, something may pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for you?
No, that was it.
Let's jump into that news.
Okay, so there's a few things that happened this week. I'm going to go a little bit backwards. I'm going to jump around.
Jump up, and jump around.
Let's do Xbox first. There's some new controllers coming out. You can buy, which Xbox always has, like, cool controllers. And I've got a couple of appeared, or 6 controllers, like a neon green, then like a purplish pink, like a fire orange, then this black, and then this pink one, and then this blue one.
These aren't my favorite. These look like aftermarket controllers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not my favorite. If I had to get one of those, I think I'd get that mellow yellow one up front.
Yeah, that would be my first choice. The Mellow Yellow, then this orange one.
Yeah, I don't know past that. Maybe the second one, but these look like you hit random on the like you went over to the Xbox Labs, the
Yeah.
controller thing, and you hit random. The sticks are all different, the buttons are all different. It's weird.
And then it, like, if you look at the orange and the blue, they just have the black
Yeah.
sticks, and the other ones have the
But
different
that
color
pink and
ones.
purple one have blue, like baby blue sticks.
Yeah, I like that, and then the D-pad
It's
is
purple. And
purple.
the buttons are, they're inverse. They're like black with the white. Those two on the end that you were talking about with the black sticks are, one's white with black and one's black with white.
Yeah, then the other one, this black one on the bottom, has like the original color
That's why it looks like
buttons.
somebody just hit random.
Yeah.
It's like no part of any of those controllers match the rest of the controller.
And then the bottom middle one has got this goldish tan.
And it's got fucking pink triggers.
Yeah.
But gold sticks. I don't like these.
Yeah.
What's the, is there like a series name?
Nah, Viper, the Viper Xbox Wireless controllers.
Vapor.
Or Vapor.
I don't like them. They're fine. If you want to get one. They look like a PDP controller.
Oh, then here's some other drop down of some other ones.
I think it's the paint scheme. I mean, the wacky buttons are fine. I think it's like the, they're kind of cloudy looking.
This
That's
pink
the
one doesn't look
vapor.
bad, yeah.
That's okay. But that's not in that picture, so who knows?
Yep.
I think it's cool you can design your own controller.
All right. Then the Xbox Free Play Days, the games. One Piece Odyssey, Gord, and Age of Empires 4 for Xbox and Game Pass. Or not bad deal. I mean, $23.99, $34.99, and $31.99 games.
Yeah, but you only get to play them for a limited time, right?
Yeah, you only have a few. Like, I think it's usually a week.
They're trying to get you to buy them. They put them on sale at the same time.
All right.
Sneaky.
So this I thought was pretty cool. NFL star Jason Kelce wants to bring back backyard football and baseball. Do you ever play the backyard games?
Played backyard baseball. I don't believe I ever played backyard football.
Yeah, I
I
played
might
backyard
have.
football.
Maybe that's the one I played. Maybe on, was it PS2?
Yeah.
They're
And
fun.
he
I guess he
said,
talked about it on his New Heights podcast.
yeah, he said, could you imagine playing backyard football right now on your phone?
If anyone knows who has the rights to backyard sports franchise, please hit us up, is what they said.
Yeah. Which I think is pretty cool that, you never know, something like this could bring a revive of some old game.
Eventually, Atari bought it in 2023. The rights to Backyard Sports were acquired by the Evergreen Group.
In 2013.
And then Ari Pinchot.
Stuart Avi Savosky via Backyard Sports LLC 2021. Backyard Sports was represented by United Talent Agency, UTA.
So the company that owns it now is represented by UTA. Realistically, it costs a lot of money to make a game. If you put their names on a backyard football game, it would absolutely sell. Maybe put a little T Swift on the soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. I like celebrities to get involved.
It is pretty cool.
A mobile game. I mean, I don't know if I care about that. I would dabble, but I wouldn't, it wouldn't be sticky.
All right, then Nintendo Switch. There's a new Nintendo Switch controller that lets you, here it says, lets you play with your wiener, but they're talking about this Oscar Mayer wiener controller.
That's fun.
And apparently there's a Kool-Aid one.
Hyperkin is the one selling it. I assume officially licensed.
And they have some apparently some sweet controllers on there. I looked on the website. Bunch of different stuff
They
that
don't
they're
look
pushing.
comfortable.
Superboy Gold and Black. You could look in a
Cartridge right to the top.
Hey, I'm all for stuff like this.
That's what those controllers look like you pulled up earlier.
Yeah, they do. Back in control. Hey, expand it out. Let it go. do some cool stuff.
Oscar Mayer's kind of a fun company. They do a lot of cool things. Like they lean into what they are.
Yeah. Especially the Oscar Mayer truck. Oh, here,
Yeah.
look at these ones. You see these controllers?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're all branded. They just don't look comfortable to me.
The only
That Oscar
39.
Meyer one's 40 bucks.
Yep, I think they're all 40.
Is that Kool-Aid up top? Yeah, on the right.
Oh yeah.
That wiener one's the best one. It's got the mustard and the ketchup on it. Well, maybe just mustard like it should be. And then it's got the bun.
All right, and I just saw this, and yesterday the Carl Weathers passed
Yep.
away.
Yep.
Sad.
Of Rocky fame, I would say most notable.
Rocky, Predator, The Mandalorian, and he was a voice in Toy Story 4.
76. Not that old.
Then there's a YouTube video of Sylvester Stallone talking about him, and he got pretty emotional on it.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't watch it, but I saw a clip of it.
Okay, then we got some PlayStation stuff real quick. Let me move this. The PlayStation Plus monthly games for February came out. What did I miss? Actually, hold on. We'll do this. Foam Stars, Roller Dome, and Steel Rising.
I think Foam Stars is the one that gave everybody the Splatoon vibes initially. I think that would be a fun multiplayer game for us. Rollerdrome is interesting. It's a game I would play for a little bit, but I'm sure I would bounce off of it.
And Steel Rising.
I'm not going to play that.
And then I guess Fall Guys has a new icons pack for PlayStation Plus members.
Which is Ratchet, Clank, and Aloy,
Aloy.
which is random.
And then you can play Spider-Man 2 for 2 hours on if you wanted to.
Spooderman.
All right. Let's do this one. The PlayStation Stars campaign for digital collectibles. Get your 50. I guess they've really been pushing people to get their reward points. I guess because we're already cashed in, so they've been pushing this pretty heavily.
I forget, man. I forget until we talk about it on here. I don't think about the PlayStation Stars.
Yeah, I try to get at least the 51 every time because it's pretty much just download the one of the games and turn it on. And I think they've gotten better with it. You don't have to, there's a couple times I've had to play the game like 2 or 3 days before finally to kick in saying I actually played it or turned the game
I've had that
on.
happen before. I forget about it, and then we talk about it on here, and I pull it up, and I'm like, oh yeah. And then within 30 minutes of finishing the show, I will have forgot.
Sorry. At least just start the stuff, and you might be able to get your points. I don't buy as many games, so my points are very limited when I do get them.
I'm a level four.
I'm still level 3, but I'm maxed out on level 3. It just won't move me to 4 until I buy something.
I'm a level four. I was looking to see if I had anything complete that I didn't get. Now I've hit every wrong button.
Oh, now they change it. Now I'm in, I would say maybe 60% of level 3 now. I have 4,835 points.
I could get two of the $5 gift cards.
Okay, so you get $10. So you've got enough for $10. It's not bad.
Don't know if you saw or not. There's like one that says like a retro lunchbox first edition, which tells me they're going to bring them back out. Like first edition, second edition. And I don't know how I feel about that.
All right,
Oh,
then
that snow globe is cool.
then they got the white PlayStation 4
Yeah, I
Slim.
saw you had it pulled up there. I was trying to find it and make sure I'm just starting everything. There's so much to start because I haven't messed with it. Did you see the shoe, the Adidas shoe? I've got some complete, I guess, since the last time.
I think it'd be cool if you could transfer that over somehow on your profile and so people can see
Yeah,
what's
like
left.
if PlayStation Home was still a thing. And you could go and walk through my trophies.
Your trophy case, see what games you platinum, what games you 100% complete, then the PlayStation Star stuff, like you can see the
Yeah.
arcades. Like, oh yeah, I won this arcade. Oh, here's your arcade closet, and here's all your
What if
arcades.
they put that in VR? Like, if it's part of your like home space in VR,
Oh, that'd be cool.
where you can actually hold it, like you could pick it up and look at it,
Pick up a
because they are
trophy, look
detailed
at.
models. Yeah,
Yeah.
that would be fun.
I'm still looking for like a PlayStation trophy. There's a bunch on Etsy, like the Platinum Trophy, like you
Bet you
can
could
buy.
print one.
Yeah, that's what most of people do, and just printing them out and painting them.
Yeah.
Like I want a like a glass like or metal one, like a paperweight.
The platinum one looks like glass.
Yeah, I've seen them like pretty small. I've seen small as like a D battery,
Yeah.
and then a big.
Also, I know that it's platinum. Don't come at me. I'm saying it would look the most like glass, I think
Yeah.
would look best.
Then I've seen them as big as like a water bottle. Then I've even seen like them 2 foot.
Yeah.
Right, this other one, just gonna bring it real quick. So I wanted to bring up before PlayStation Store's top downloads for 2023. There's no surprises in U.S. and Canada. Hogwarts Legacy. They don't. I don't know if they're in order, but this is what they said.
I've seen the order. This doesn't appear to be in
Yeah,
order.
they just threw games out here. I didn't see any to me surprise. Like, well, this Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, that's maybe a little bit of a surprise that it held on. I thought UFC was surprising.
Yeah.
Is UFC on there? No, that's the football club.
Yeah, there's EA Sports.
Jedi Survivor is a little bit of a shock to me. I just feel like that game came and went so quick. You scroll up a little more. No, that's the only surprises I see. Maybe that Rainbow Six held on, and that this Jedi Survivor. I know people like that game. It just feels like everyone was talking about it, and then literally no one was talking about it.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks and done.
Yep.
That's PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, pretty much the same list. There's like one or two games on there
It
that.
randomly has the first Red Dead Redemption as well as the second on there.
Yeah, Minecraft, Persona
Totally
4.
accurate. Battle Simulator is also on there.
Wobbly
That list has got a lot going on. Arkham Knight's on there.
Life.
Wobbly Life. I don't know. There's a lot happening.
Now, VR games was interesting. VR 2, this. Like some of these games I've never even heard of.
Those are in the correct order. So Pavlov was the number one selling game. It's a shooter, then Beat Saber. Kayak is literally you're just in a nice setting, just kayaking around real slow. I will tell you, this list to me is very disappointing because you have Pistol Whip, that's been around forever. Switchback has been around forever. The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners forever. Job Simulator forever. Horizon Call of the Mountain was a launch game. Kayak VR has been around forever. Beat Saber, Pavlov, like. These aren't, there's not enough new on here.
Yeah, well, I look on the other side in EU, they have Moss Book 2 and then Swordman.
Swordman's on there too. It's over and up one from the bottom.
Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Yeah.
And when I just
It's
looked
very
at.
similar in the EU list. There's almost no difference except for Moss Book 2, and it looks like Pistol Whip didn't make the list.
Yeah.
I'm
Probably.
telling you, that system is struggling. Also, for some reason, they put up a original PSVR list.
Yeah. We should have this one super hot. Astrobot Rescue Mission, Walking Dead Onslaught, Creed, Rise of Glory, Elder Scrolls.
Do you think still playing their PSVR? You think a lot of people are?
Yeah.
For them to still publish a list, or do you think they're trying to artificially make it seem like people still are?
Now I think they're playing it. But they're probably not a lot, but I bet you they're still feel like some of these people are playing it.
Yeah.
And of course the free to play, I don't think there's no surprises on the free to play. It's the same games on the free to play. Fortnite, Roblox, Call of Duty Warzone, Fall Guys, Apex Legends, Rocket League, Overwatch 2, The Sims 4, Destiny 2,
Maybe that top
eFootball.
list is in the correct order because these are in the correct order as well. So I
Yeah.
guess it is. I'll tell you what is impressive there is Roblox was not out for very long. Roblox came out in like October or something
And already.
and made it on above Call of Duty for the year, above Fall Guys, above Apex, above Rocket League, Overwatch. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. So this is the actual list. I mean, it's crazy. Hogwarts Legacy was the most downloaded game.
I believe that's the real list because of the other ones, I've seen the order of the other ones and they are correct.
But then you have, which they came out earlier in the year, then you have Call of Duty comes out, what, August? September,
Spider-Man.
October, Spider-Man was newer.
all the usual suspects up top until you get to Star Wars, in my opinion. And Baldur's Gate making a strong leap onto that list.
Yep. Diablo was in the beginning of the year.
Also surprising that Dead Island 2 survived.
Yeah, here. WWE came out like August, September-ish.
Grand Theft Auto just staying alive when people buy the card, shark card packs.
Yep. All right. Next one, the State of Play. Did you watch the 40 some minutes?
I didn't watch it. I read the recap.
Yeah. So they talked about Dave the Diver, which we
where I got my damn Dave the Diver news.
And they spent a lot of time on Death Stranded 2, which it looked cool.
More Norman Reedus.
Yeah. So it looks some of the same, like the trailer from the last one with the baby.
Tell you, that's one of the games where I have, I don't want to say like FOMO, but I do want to, I feel like I should play Death Stranding. I think it's a game I would like. And then when I bring it up to people, they're like, ah, I don't know if you would or wouldn't. I think, I mean, it's a glorified walking simulator. That seems like my jam. It's like a delivery simulator. Mm-hmm. I think I would like to play it, especially on like a baby mode.
Yeah, I would like to play it too, but I know it's a lot of, it takes a long time before you can actually get the vehicle to drive around.
Yeah. I'm interested though.
Yeah. Then this Dragon's Dogma 2, that actually looked really, really good.
People love Dragon's Dogma. Not my kind of jam.
Yeah. Not my, me neither. And then Foam Stars, they announced.
Foam Stars looks fun to me. Helldivers would be a great game for us to play, but it did switch to a first person.
Yeah.
Perspective.
And then Judas, I'm not into the horror games like that, so that didn't do nothing to me. Legendary Tales, it looked cool, but nothing for me. Metro Awakening, it was the VR.
It looks cool.
Yeah, a lot of the VR games that they showed were all like horror style.
Yeah, which, I don't, the shit your pants simulators are not typically what I go to.
Mm-hmm. Then another Silent Hill, which they really talked about the Silent Hill 2.
I want so much for Silent Hill to be good. Like, I want people to play Silent Hill and be blown away because I think it's an important franchise. I just don't know if it can happen.
Yeah, it was not for me. That game is not for me. I tried the first one for maybe 30 minutes, an hour or something. I just didn't. I'm not a horror game guy. Sonic and Shadow Generations, a Sonic game. Stellar Blade, that looked cool, but not
people
my
are
type
super
of game.
Pumped about Stellar Blade. I'm not mine either, but. It does look good.
Then Until Dawn, trailer looked cool, but again, not no horror. V-Ryzen looked cool. Zenless Zone Zero, not for me.
Until Dawn's a great game, but
yeah, nothing that like really blows my mind. It's like, oh my god, I can't wait till that game comes out. Unfortunately,
they're doing a Until Dawn TV show.
Yes.
Which is why I assume you're getting an enhanced version of Until Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I assume that's the whole reason you're seeing this.
Yeah. All right. Next news article, which I've seen this multiple places. Apparently there's rumors running around that PlayStation is maybe developing another handheld.
You know, I listen to some other podcasts, not as much anymore these days, but I will tell you that forever there's been rumors that Sony never stopped working on handhelds.
Mm-hmm.
And they've continued to create them in the background. And I would say that's probably true because if they ever stop, they're kind of out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why on earth they would do it, though.
Yeah, because they just did the Portal. I think maybe if the Portal was very successful. And you're like, okay, so it was successful then, so maybe we'll launch it on our next console. We'll bring one out in a couple of years. I think it's too soon because you just have the Portal. You just did what was the Backbone,
yeah.
The Portal, and then what, in 2 years you're going to do another, or next year, maybe another.
Well, the Backbone wasn't them. It was just a licensing thing.
Yeah.
So the Portal was really the first anything that's going to seem portable since the Vita. But the Vita was such a bomb. And that's unfair because it was a great system. It just didn't sell.
Yeah.
You know, but my thing is like, what is this going to play PS4 games?
Yeah. Is it going to be straight? Like, do you download it?
Do you stream?
Well, that's what you're doing now. Streaming is on that.
You're not even really streaming. You're remote playing.
Yeah.
So is this going to just be a streaming device?
Yeah. Stream like a Stream Deck. Is it to get in there? I did have a news article a couple weeks ago that I was going to bring up, but it shows all the new streaming devices, had all the streaming devices out there. But there's way more streaming devices than than you can possibly think of. Yeah. I'd never even heard of like the companies.
Before we get too far away, I will say I thought the state of play looked like a decent. I didn't watch it, so I don't know how the flow was, but just looking at the recap, it seemed like a decent showing.
Yeah, it was. Whatchamacallit, Death Stranded, the guy who made Metal Gear.
Kojima.
Kojima, yeah. He did talk a lot.
Yeah, well, so, they'll give him all the time and airspace he wants. The Dave the Diver thing has jaded my outlook on the whole thing.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, man, if Ryan sees this, he's going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, it just came to my phone and said, Dave the Diver splashes on the PS5. And I was like, are you shitting me? I waited and waited and waited. And finally, after reading blog after blog and Reddit post after Reddit post, I was like, I'm just going to get it. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's how my life works.
All right. Next thing, some MetaQuest. I'm just going to go over the two games for this month. Was I Expect You to Die, which looked cool. And then this Dicychrona. Chronos Alternate.
I Expect You to Die is super fun, but I've already played it. Okay. You'll like it.
And then this other one is Japanese anime, very all over. It looks cool, though, but very Japanese anime.
It's free because I pay for the subscription, so I'll get it, but I'm not excited. I wish it was I Expect You to Die 2. It makes sense why it's 1, because they have 2 and 3 out.
Okay.
I played through and beat that, and that game was fun and very good.
I think I played the demo. Wasn't this on a demo on the... on the VR
it,
at one
it
time.
It very well could have been. I played it on PSVR.
It looked familiar when I saw the demo.
It's good.
Or when I saw the trailer. All right. So that's all I have for PlayStation news. I want to talk a little bit about Lego and our favorite section just real quick to remind you or all our fans. So the Bricklink designer program, in 3 days, it starts to pre-orders. So if you want to
pre-order. So it is Sunday, February 4th, when we're recording. So 3 days from now.
So February 7th at 8 a.m. Pacific time, you can pre-order the old train engine shed, the mountain fortress, the Parisian street, the general store, and a snack shack. You can pre-order up to 2 per set.
They range from $379.99 down to $49.99.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not cheap sets. No. But if you're a collector or if you want something maybe a little different,
yeah,
tell you that train set, the engine shed is good. It's real good.
Yeah. So I follow a few people on YouTube that get I've seen them do the mountain fortress and the engine shed and this snack shack.
If I was spending the money, if the money didn't matter, I get general store, snack shack, and the train shed. If money mattered and space matters, I only get the snack shack. I like the snack shack. It appears to be like an Airstream that they've converted into like a food truck, and I think it looks cool. We talked about these before. My problem with the other ones are the backs are open.
Yeah.
On the street and the fortress. I don't care for sets like that. The train shed is for sure the best looking set in my opinion that's here. Yeah. It looks very good.
Yeah. If collecting aspect, I would get all of them. Display aspect, I would do the old train shed, and then the snack shack.
I'll tell you what the problem with the general store, or not the problem, the reason I like it is it does give me, it looks like it would look good next to the snack shack.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of deserty, rundown old store. Comes with a Pioneer wagon, too.
Yeah. That is a $159.99. And all
I don't
these,
like the bird on top, though.
And all these, if you... want to know, maybe talked before, pretty much you pay for them now. They'll produce them. You'll probably take about a year before to get them. And then when you get them, as soon as you get them, they're already double in price.
Yeah.
So if you want to make money after about a year, you just buy one, get it, and then turn around and sell it on eBay, and you're going to get double your money. So that's series one. So it looks like they're going to send them out January of next year. And then the Series 5 will start in June. And this one you said you didn't like, the June ones.
The bridge is cool. It's big. I do like the Ocean House, but that's it. I mean, the train station is cool, but it's going to be outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like the Mushroom Hut. I don't like the ominous owl. mean, they're cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I like all of them. There's very few thing Lego I don't at least appreciate.
yeah. I don't. I probably will get the log and railway, and then the brick cross station. I'll try to maybe get those two,
Yeah.
and then the series three one. Just going back over it. I like the camping adventure.
Like the campaign, I like the Harbor Master's office. The Art of the Chocolate is cool, but back is open.
Yeah, and it folds, so it's closed, but you have to open it up.
Yeah, and maybe closed. I wouldn't mind it if it's decorated on the back, but if it's flat on the back, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy, so that might be a cool Christmas set to put out.
But is the
Or
back, do they show the back with it shut?
yep, there it is shut.
Yeah, I'm fine with that set. So when they finish the back, even if it opens, I'm okay with it. I don't like the flat back and I don't like the open back. So I'm good with that set.
So this will probably be I'll probably get this one for sure.
Yeah, it's a good set.
All right, that's all I had for today, guys.
That is also all I have.
All right, if you'd like to support us, as usual, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch, at Ho F and Show. That was episode 576. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.